Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. An estimated 100 to 200 nurses in Montana are tracing contacts of lab-confirmed COVID-19 patients in an effort to contain the novel coronavirus. In response to a records request submitted by NPR, the State Health Department says county and tribal public health agencies oversee the time-intensive work. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services assists and has 10 staff working with local jurisdictions. The department says it's surveying counties and tribes this week to get a more specific number of contact tracing nurses. Many rural counties in Montana employ a single public health nurse. Some have staffed up by hiring retired health officials and nursing students. Nurses initiate contact tracing investigations after someone tests positive for the COVID-19 illness to find out everyone that positive case spent time with in the past 2 weeks. The lab-confirmed patient is told to self-isolate, and contacts are asked to self-quarantine to prevent further transmission of the illness. National health officials have said states need to drastically increase contact tracing capacity as stay-at-home orders lift and people return to work. The Montana Health Department is reporting 451 lab-confirmed cases of the COVID-19 illness. That's two more than yesterday. 356 people have recovered, 15 people have died, 10 are currently hospitalized. Yellowstone County reports the most current active cases with 20. Missoula County has 13 active cases. Toole County has 10. The State Public Health Lab has analyzed more than 13,000 tests, adding about 150 yesterday. An economic downturn of greater magnitude than that seen during the 2008 recession could be felt in Montana in the wake of the novel coronavirus pandemic. That's according to preliminary analysis from the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at the University of Montana. The report released today forecasts the Montana economy in 2020 could see employment drop 7.3%, a loss of more than 50,000 jobs. The analysis says job losses will be greatest in the northwest region of the state, but every region will experience a significant downturn. Accommodations, food, retail, and arts and entertainment industries are forecast to feel the greatest impact. Stronger economic growth is expected in 2021 and to a lesser extent 2022, which analysts say will mostly close the gap and bring economic activity back within medium-term growth projections made before the crisis. The BBER report says even an optimistic forecast puts the state economy in a hole that will take years to refill. The sponsor of proposed ballot initiatives to legalize recreational marijuana for use by people 21 and older appeared in court today, asking for flexibility in Montana's ballot issue process amid the novel coronavirus pandemic. New Approach Montana is arguing its case in Lewis and Clark County District Court. The group says the recent stay-at-home order and continued social distancing directives make it near impossible to gather enough in-person signatures to qualify their petitions for the November ballot. Attorney James Malloy represents New Approach, which is asking the court to allow electronic signatures to count toward the thousands needed from across the state to put the question of legalized weed in front of voters.
And I might also point out, Your Honor, that the fact that this hearing itself is being held by telephone speaks to the seriousness of the situation that we find ourselves in. And common sense tells you that people are going to avoid being approached by a petition circulator asking them to sign an initiative.
New Approach is also asking for an extension to the mid-June deadline to turn in those signatures. Judge John Larson expressed concern during the hearing about moving so quickly with a new technology for collecting signatures.
New, untried, and certainly not contemplated by the Constitution at the time it was written.
Attorneys for the state argue New Approach does not have enough evidence of how electronic signature gathering could be done securely, and the group's situation is self-inflicted as it has not yet started collecting signatures. Ballot petitions have at most a year to collect those signatures. N95 respirators protecting healthcare workers and first responders are getting an extended life thanks to a specialized decontamination system that just arrived in Montana from the federal government. Governor Steve Bullock's office announced it received a Battelle critical care decontamination system today. The device can disinfect 80,000 used N95 respirators per day. The governor's office says a single respirator can be reused up to 20 times without degradation. The device is housed at the Montana National Guard Army Aviation Support Facility in Helena. The decontamination is at no cost to all healthcare personnel, but healthcare providers must enroll to use the system. Former Montana Republican Congressman Ron Marlaney has died. He was 84. A funeral home notice says he died Sunday. Marlaney was a farmer and rancher from Scobie before he entered politics. He served 8 terms representing eastern Montana in Congress from 1977 to 1993. He was Montana's longest-serving Republican congressman. A Montana Legislative Interim Committee voted yesterday to delay part of a controversial rule that sets guidelines for disposing radioactive oil waste. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Republican Senator Mike Lang of Malta requested the Montana Environmental Quality Council meeting over his concern that the state did not offer enough opportunity for public comment on new rules for disposing technologically enhanced naturally occurring radioactive materials, or TNORM. He said the State Department of Environmental Quality should have held a public hearing after it redrafted TNORM disposal regulations in January.
I said, well, that just seems peculiar to me, and let's investigate.
These drafted regulations would be part of Montana's first statewide regulatory guidelines for TNORM. It's been a highly disputed, years-long process. DEQ in 2019 proposed a gate limit of 200 picocuries per gram of radioactivity. The new draft, released earlier this year, lowers the maximum down to 50 picocuries and eliminates a rolling average of 50 picocuries. DEQ said it's been reviewing public comments and would have issued a final rule in May. The Environmental Quality Council's 10-6 vote to informally object to the drafted regulations triggers a 6-month delay. The council will have to vote at its meeting in May to renew the informal objection for it to remain in effect. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
U.S. government attorneys are asking a judge in Montana to reverse the cancellation of a permitting program used to approve oil and gas pipelines and other utility work through wetlands and streams across the nation. The attorney said yesterday that the ruling would hamper thousands of construction projects overseen by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Judge Brian Morris ruled that the permitting program was reauthorized in 2017 without sufficient consideration of its potential environmental harm. Environmentalists say it allows projects to skirt water protection laws and ignores the cumulative harm caused by thousands of stream and wetlands crossings. Thanks for listening. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.